Radio. Happy birthday to us! Happy birthday to us! It's Who Cares Wins on a Monday afternoon. And yes, it's the birthday show. I am in the studio with a variety of people who have all come, probably just for cake, isn't it, Adrian? Yes, Adrian here, AK Pet Services, just arrived for the cake. Hello, Adrian, how are you?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Good, good. I have Nikki Ratcliffe. I'm working along. Did you see that? I'm just working along the line here. I have Nikki Ratcliffe, who is Channel Radio groupie. many shows I think you're still to appear on, is this right?
Yeah, I've got to appear on Boy George's.
Yeah, well, we'll have a word with Boy George, yeah, and great show that he had. Of course, none of this would have been possible without the marvellous, the one and only, Paul Andrews! Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining our little party.
It's an absolute pleasure. Yay. 2 years old, hasn't it? Flown by.
Doesn't it show, does it?
Absolutely. You look as fresh and young as the day you walked in said,
"Stop,
can I do
your
a show?"
Yes, I know, all those years ago, and I was like, "How about?" And I remember your reply, Paul, was, "Yeah, if you like, have a go."
Whatever. I think it's exactly what I said.
Probably something like that. And of course, Sue Parker. Well, Sue Parker, the one and only Miss Trafalgar Square announcer, Sue Parker. We're going to come back to this. We'll explain a little bit more, listener. But before we go into great party mode, and we're going to have official cutting of the cakes, and then munching of the cake, probably the rest of my my panel here will be munching on cake and leaving me to it.
Yeah.
I just want to send out a huge hug to our dear co-presenter, Jan Mulligan, who can't be with us today, unfortunately. Our thoughts are with you, Jan, and Victoria. Victoria, get back home soon. If there's anything I can do, Jan, you let me know. But it's sad that she can't be with us in the studio today. But life does throw these curveballs, as we all know. Jan is with us in spirit, and we need to save her some cake because it is gluten-free. So we had it specially done so that she can have some. So I will do a little parcel and I'll deliver that round at some point. But the cake was made by my friend Nikki, Little Brown Fairy Cake. We don't know the reason behind the name. I was asked earlier why Little Brown Fairy Cake. I don't know. Perhaps Nikki can tell us. I just left her to it actually. And I'm not sure I should have done. When I look at the caricature, she's given me some interesting cheekbones. Thanks, Nikki. We're going to munch on that a little bit later. Our wishes to Jan, and we'll see her soon. So here we are. 2 years ago, I started with Sue and with Jan. We had Paul sitting out, giving us directions and overseeing all the buttons that we should or shouldn't be pressing.
Don't touch that.
I know. Okay, Paul. And of course, I can't not get through today's show without mentioning also Mike, the IT guru, who helps us out with all the technical issues, both when we're live in the studio and also my panics when things aren't working after the show, and there's phone calls and there's tweets and there's emails. So thank you, Mike. Whether or not he can pop if he's around near the studio today, that would be great. I'm being photographed now, so yay, it's all good fun, health and well-being stuff. We've had lots of thank yous, we've had lots of well wishes. I've even had a birthday card to myself and Jan from the wonderful Nikki. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Yay.
I know.
Well, last time you brought us tiffin, brought Jan tiffin, and then I had some, which was delicious, made by your wonderful mother.
Yes.
And today she brings not only her knowledge, she's going to be helping me with blogs on the website, and we're going to be talking about that after the show, and also LinkedIn. We're going to look at LinkedIn and the group that we have, the Who Cares Wins group on LinkedIn. So, yes, I'm going to be downloading her knowledge and her information, and also we're going to talk about how there may be some things that I'm going to be utilizing, some of my toolkit that you're interested in. Great stuff there. So thank you for joining, because it's great. I never got to meet you, Nikki, so it's lovely that you could join us today. In the flesh. She's now probably regretting it, listener, but anyway. Now, Sue, can we just come back to this roaring and this Trafalgar Square speaking, because you may remember last week Sue joined me in the studio and we had a great laugh, because also gremlins were trying to hack into our show. But we got out there, didn't we?
We
made it happen. So Sue, you were going off to do a march, a protest on Friday, last Friday.
Yes.
All in aid of the White Lions and the...
Well, all Lions, really.
All Lions.
Yeah.
So tell the listener the march and what happened on Friday.
Well, I turned up.
Which is a good start.
Yeah, good start. There was a lot of different charities there, which was good to see. And we were doing a lot of chanting, really. handing out leaflets.
Yeah.
It's making people aware. That,
just remind people what it was all about.
Well, the lions, what they do is they breed lions to about 2 years old, and then big hunters from across Europe, America, come along and just shoot them, and they're in enclosures, so they don't even have a chance to get away. And I mean, the prices they put on these animals' heads is incredible, just to put on their
trophies.
Their trophies. And also, if you, a lot of the tourists don't understand that when they go to South Africa and they go to these petting areas at the, like, for example, Lion Park, those animals are going to be killed. You're actually paying for those cubs for being killed, because they're being bred, especially for being canning.
So you were up there to sort of make a protest?
Yes, right in front of the South African embassy, and we actually took the petition inside there, which they received it. Yes.
Good.
But that's when...
Yes.
I unexpectedly was asked to do a speech.
As you are, in the middle of the square.
And I had... Yes, everything off the cuff on that one. Yes.
So no planned speech, no written, no notes?
No, just was given a megaphone and had to get on with it, really. And yeah, it went okay. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, it's a
brilliant
thing.
So being here in this studio, it's nothing for you, really, is it? This microphone in front of you, it's like, you know, she's done Trafalgar Square now. So sorry, Sue, just to bring you back down to a little bit of reality here. But
really,
hey, it's great that you can join us in the studio and celebrate, because obviously 2 years ago I roped you in.
Yes.
So Who Cares Wins.
Yes, you did.
I have this way of recruiting people.
Yeah.
I don't really ask.
You.
Yeah, you're doing it. Yeah.
I think it was a bit more like, you'll do it with me, won't you, Sue? Won't you, Jan?
Can I say no to that?
not with her hands around your throat, Sue. No.
My tactics, you see, hey. But all of the guests that come on, you know, they want, like Nikki, you know, you want to be on this health and wellbeing show. And how's the rambling going? Have you rambled recently?
Talking of rambling, I'm rambling.
Oh, yeah. I can ramble for England.
I did ramble yesterday.
And where were you rambling?
Where was I rambling? Rye.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was cool.
Near here.
Yeah, it was lovely. Very nice.
Very nice too. Now I have got some birthday wishes. I also have a birthday card, so I'm going to open that. Because this card is from Nikki, so we'll open that first. So happy birthday to Jan and I. Happy second birthday. Your fantastic radio show, Who Cares Wins. Love, Nikki. Oh, thank you, Nikki. I'll put that up there. Now I have some little wishes that I've got that people sent me on emails and also on Twitter. Twitter's been going mad this morning. Thank you so much. I'll try and work through some of those in a moment. But we've had, you remember we had Bev from Edge Framing, Bev Saunders, she sent through saying advanced congratulations. So she was planning, and this is all in her little to-do list. So I got this earlier in the week. She said she's so pleased it's all going well, but she's not surprised. That's obviously because of Jan. So lots of laughter, lots of fun, and plain old, good old support. And that support, needlessly, is people like yourselves here joining me in the studio, Adrian, Nikki, Paul, and Sue, but also Jan, who keeps me sort of under control. She tries her best. And of course, the listeners and the followers and the likes and the retweets, because without all of that, then with Channel Radio in general, we wouldn't get the name out there, we wouldn't get the promotion, the exposure, and then people wanting to follow up with maybe having their own shows and contacting Paul and Kevin about being on the show and having. So we were joking earlier that I'm wondering whether, because Nikki is now, I've named her Channel Radio Guru, groupie, so perhaps it's the Nikki Ratcliffe show soon. Have a chat with Paul later. Yeah, no pressure, of course.
The boy and Nikki.
Yeah.
The boy and Nikki show.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Who's the boy, Paul?
Yeah. Boy George.
Who's the boy?
Oh, yeah.
Just checking.
I like a good cue.
Hey. And also, one dear to your heart, Paul, Juliet Shand from Herb's Palsy.
Hi, Joe.
She sent through a lovely email. 2 years old. Happy birthday to you all. And she says she'll be listening and tweeting. I haven't seen her just yet, so maybe she's a little bit delayed onto the keyboard. So, Juliet, fantastic. Herb's Palsy. Hello, Paul. It's
Hi.
Waving at
can,
me.
Can I interrupt there?
Of course you can.
I happen to know that Juliet has a coming plan for
Does
Herb's
she?
Palsy at the moment. In conjunction with the Kent Deaf Children's Society.
Yes.
The Herb's Palsy and Kent Deaf Children's Society are going to be running a Zumbathon on May the 9th in Tunbridge.
That's right.
To raise funds. And they have blagged somebody into fronting that.
I wonder who that is.
That you can sponsor to wear various items of quite strange clothing to lead the Zumbathon in. We'll say no more about that bit.
Isn't it normal attire, Adrian? I think, yeah. That's what he's wearing today.
Exactly. but we will be announcing lots of fundraising events around that Zumbathon on May the 9th for Herb's Palsy. And for the Kent Deaf Children's Society.
Brilliant, brilliant. So remember that, May the 9th, we will post a link on our Facebook page as well. So Juliet and all the crew down there at Herb's Palsy, great to support them, and thank you very much for your wishes. Who else have we got? Sarah O'Regan. Some of you may recall, I know that Paul remembers this show quite vividly. Sarah O'Regan from Bra Sense, when we had the show all about our bras. Adrian, don't look at me now, but yeah, apparently I needed help. She was on the show last year.
We offered, didn't we? We offered.
Yeah, but Sarah does it much better.
We offered support, as it were.
In more ways than one, yes. Okay. Moving swiftly on to her reply. She says, congratulations, you two. So again, all these, I'm sending the vibes out to you, Jan, because I know she'll be listening back later. She says, hope it's a fabulous show for you both. She's driving up to Scotland, Bonnie Scotland. So she won't get to hear it on while she's driving. Why not? Surely she can plug it in, Paul, and do some sort of technology. Sarah from BraSense. Yep. But she'll listen to it later. So the Listen Again link will always be up on Channel Radio, as well as our website, whocareswinsradio.co.uk. And also Hazel Adley. You may remember Hazel was our first guest of 2015. And we talked about goal setting, and we talked about why resolutions may or may not work. And so she sent through, happy birthday, it's in the diary. I'm not quite sure what's in the diary, whether it's about she's putting our birthday to remember every year or I don't know. So all the best, she says. And I've got an event, actually, Hazel, and I've picked that up a bit later, that she's organising and talking about various designing your life and changing your life, because obviously she's another coach.
Hazel just tweeted, actually.
Did she tweet?
That she's in fact listening live right now in Fruitworks with everyone else.
She's listening live?
Yeah, in Fruitworks.
Hello, Fruitworks!
In Canterbury, so everybody's listening, there's all 40 of them. And they've also, can I have a bit of cake?
Yes.
Which is a bit worrying.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know, how can we get it to them? But you know, there's a pigeon out there. Oi, pigeon, in here. We can send it. But, this is a huge cake. So I'm sure there's going to be spares. We can send a little parcel, food parcel to Fruitworks. Will you be passing Fruitworks, Paul?
At some point, I can deliver a food parcel.
And just to remind our listener, Fruitworks, Paul, is a marvellous it's a sort of hot space you can turn up. I know Hazel has a dedicated desk there.
It's a hot desk in Community Work Hub.
Yeah, in Canterbury.
In Canterbury.
Just round the back of the hotel.
77 yes. Stour Street.
There we are. Da-da-da! Mm. Okay, now, should we cut the cake? Do you think it's time? Should we do it?
Is it going to explode when you do it?
Well, I hope not. I had no control over what Nikki did here.
Is there someone inside it?
Is
Marilyn Monroe going to leap from inside it? This is what I want to know.
Surprise!
Jules is going to leap from inside it. Trust me, Adrian, it's a big cake, but it ain't that big.
The
only problem is
I
don't quite know, but I'm going to cut it into a four
and then...
Whoa.
Here we go. Look. Well, nothing's happened so far. Sorry, I'm going down the
aisle
of Channel Radio here.
Yeah. I tell you what, cutting the cake on the radio works really well, doesn't it?
Yes.
We've got both our listeners really enthralled by this.
Officially cut on air.
I think it's time for some music, don't you? Should we have a bit of a bop?
Let's do it.
I have got, of course, the one and only Stevie Wonder, so we can all sing along. Happy birthday! Or even just dance around the studio.
Celebration, 'cause we all know in our minds that there ought to be a what could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I just never understood how a man who died for good could not have a day that would. He said, aside for his recognition.
Radio.
And we are back to the Who Cares Wins party. Yes, we are 2 years old today. 2 years ago, the idea erupted with myself, Jan Mulligan and Sue Parker. And we have continued to erupt with all sorts of stories and news and hints and tips. I'm joined in the studio. We're having a party with our marvellous cake. We've just been munching away on our cake that was made by Nikki Little Brown Fairy. You can follow her on Twitter, which unfortunately, because of characters, she's known as Little Brown Fair. We can't get all of them. So, yes, well done to her. And, of course, Sue Parker, Paul Andrews, Nikki Ratcliffe and Adrian Kearney from AK Pet Services, all in the studio here joining me with my party. But before we go into any more details and more chit-chats, I have someone on the phone. You may recall Jo joined us earlier in the year telling us about her wonderful goal. Jo, can you still hear me out there?
Hi, I can.
Hello. Hi, Jo. So effortless, Jo, effortless meditation that you're teaching around the UK. Now, when did we speak? Was it before you set off on your journey?
No, we were on our way.
Just started?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember
now. I know, it's so long ago, really. So how are we doing? How many people have you taught? So I know you've got a goal of 500 people in a year.
Yeah, so we've been on the road just over 5 months, I think.
Yeah.
And I've taught 65 so far, so nowhere near the 500.
Okay.
But still trusting it's going to happen and that more people are going to come out when the weather gets warmer.
Yeah. Well, the sun is shining here, so we'll send it your way. Where are you at the moment?
We're currently in Wales. We're at an eco-village, Lammas Eco-Village in Wales.
Right.
So we're exploring different ways of living.
Hey.
So, they live a very sustainable life here.
So is it everything is in one place? How does it work?
So it's a village, everyone's got a plot of land of their own, and then there's some community buildings as well. So there's a hub building in which I'm currently sat, charging my phone because we've run out of electric.
Stuff, and then, we need the technology. Yeah,
yeah, but everyone's got the technology here.
True.
So they have got electric, they've got hydroelectric and a lot of photovoltaic as well.
Right.
So, yeah, it's really interesting, really exciting to explore. And they've actually, it came up on our Facebook feed the other week that they've got some plots to sell. And we were just passing, so we thought we'd have a look.
Brilliant.
Maybe we'll buy a plot.
Ooh, so you're expanding now into, you're going to have maybe maybe you could franchise it in the end. You have people delivering it all over the UK on behalf of yourself. So you're actually delivering there today, tonight? Is that?
No, I'm not delivering here. Oh. No, we're just passing through and then we've got another project to go to in Wales. So my next courses are further up. I'm not running any courses now until we get up to Liverpool.
Okay, when's that going to be?
So April, May. So 11th of April I'm in Manchester, 12th of April Liverpool, 19th of April a trip over to Yorkshire to Ripon, and then in May I'm down in Whitstable, the 9th of May, so a little weekend in Whitstable.
Well, looking forward to that one. Lovely little place.
Yeah, and then I think it's the 16th of May in Lancashire. So I've got a few around there, and then our plan at the moment is to go north from there and go up to Scotland, so then I'll be running courses up in Edinburgh, Glasgow, and then up the west coast.
Wow.
Unless the Eco Village calls us back.
Right, okay. So whichever beckons, yeah, whichever's the stronger. So all your dates, just to remind our listener that if they want to remind themselves of dates or to find out where you're going next for your, because people need to book, is that right, for the actual workshops?
Right. Yeah, so it's a one-day course.
Yeah.
And it's called the Experience of Effortless Meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach people the practice in that day. So they leave that day with a practice that they can go away and do themselves at home. And all the dates are on my website. So that's effortlessjo.co.uk.
And that's effortlessjo, J-O, yes?
Yes.
.co.uk. And we have been sharing from your page, although I get confused because there's two pages, I believe, that I keep finding you under. But we're sharing them on Facebook as well, so people can actually then link in with your Facebook activity and then that'll take them over to your website as well. But it's great to hear. So how's the family? Because you're still living out of your wonderful little camper van, aren't you, on the travels?
Yeah. Yeah, we're in our bus.
Your bus.
So everybody's fine. Yeah, everybody's enjoying it.
Good stuff.
We've travelled since we set off right down the east coast.
Yeah.
And then along the south coast, and then we didn't get to Devon and Cornwall as we expected at Christmas. So we actually have skipped that bit, and I ran courses in Bath and Bristol last week, and then we've come into Wales. So we've done, we've done a lot of miles in the bus.
Yeah.
But the family are loving it. Yeah, we're looking forward to a bit of warmer weather now, though.
Well, hopefully it's on its way. So is it, I think, another week and then the clocks go forward, so we'll start seeing those. Well, the nights are already starting to draw out, so I'm sure you're experiencing that. Well, it's great to hear a bit of an update from you. Thanks for calling in on our birthday show.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And we wish you every success with all of your courses and dates, and just keep us posted, keep sharing on our Facebook page so that we can then highlight that to our listeners, because as you know, they listen from afar. We don't know where they are, but they could be tuning in from whether it be Wales or Scotland, Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, who knows?
Whitstable.
The moon. We have lots of lovely listeners from Whitstable, and I know that Jo's already been to Whitstable once, haven't you?
I have, yes. But it's the crowd from Whitstable calling me back.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, every success. Do stay safe, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thanks
You're welcome, Jo. Take
care.
Your birthday. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Oh, wonderful. Effortless Jo. Just the effortless element of meditation that ticks my box. Now, one of the things that I have, I'm normally excited about most things, but this just excites me even more, is that we have a sponsor for the Who Cares Wins show. So excited. There are lots of people talking to me about all sorts of possibilities about sponsorship or being on the show and being a guest, etc. And Kent Connections, those of you that are in the holistic well-being avenue may know Kent Connections magazine. It is a quarterly magazine, and it has articles in there on all sorts of avenues, from whether it be massage, meditation, Reiki, and also events that go on around mainly Kent, hence the name Kent Connections. And they are now one, if not many in the future, but they are now our sponsor. You will notice on Kent Connections, and it's spelt with an X.co.uk, we are on their homepage. They've posted up that they're our proud sponsor. So thank you very much to Kent Connections. We will be mentioning lots of things within their magazine each week, what's highlighting there. The next one comes out at the beginning of April. And if you do have the Kent Connections, if you are somebody that actually is a distributor of the magazine or has it in maybe one of your clinics, one of your studios, then of course you'll notice that we now have a page spread. Very, very great big thanks to Kent Connections for allowing that to happen. And also to, again, this awareness of the show and to promote what we do. And hopefully we may even have more guests wanting to be on to shout about the marvellous, wonderful talents and skills and services that they offer around anything and everything to do with health and well-being. You've heard that Jo was on the phone there. Of course, we do have the phone. If you want to call me in and say happy birthday or take the mickey out of me, because I'm used to that, it's 01303 874 998. You can, of course, poke your finger out and poke your nose and stick your fingers up, as Paul Andrews is doing. But you can also tweet, which is probably the best way, because then I can work my way through them in a logical order, because I'm trained well by Jan to be more structured these days. And so I can work through Twitter. So if you want to tweet us, it's @CaresWins. We have the Twitter feed going. I've also got Facebook up. So if you are on Facebook, we have a Who Cares Wins radio show page, and you can post on there. I've noticed, I just got to grab it now, Right Resources have posted, the wonderful Jeanette Beetham, who was on last year. She is, Right Resources is all about looking at how the organisations can help people who have dyslexia. And she works and coaches individuals in the organisation or does awareness sessions in organisations. And she's posted on there, congratulations, have a great birthday show, Jeanette, with a little kiss. Oh, how cute. Didn't get any kisses from you, Adrian. Was that later? After the cake, maybe. And she's put brackets. Ability and performance just don't seem to match. And she's got think dyslexia. So she has been on our show. If you want to listen to any of our archives, remember, we have the whole archive history on whocareswinsradio.co.uk. So how was the cake, Adrian? Was it worth coming down for?
Yes, it was worth it.
So, Adrian, just out of interest, because I haven't seen you for a while, I know that we normally, at some of the tweet-ups, we used to meet up. So how are things? What have you been working on? Have you been delivering any strange animals? Or
No, not really. But
no more parrot stories?
No more parrot stories, unfortunately. But no, it's the business is growing nicely.
Fab.
I've got a database now of just over 700 clients. So
wicked.
Yes, it's going in the right way.
Yeah.
But over the last few months, I've been actually helping a few people regarding insurance claims that have their animals insured. Fortunately, the insurance companies were a bit naughty.
Surely not.
So I was able to help four clients that were in their 80s that I felt were missold. And I actually got money back for them and a voucher to spend in store.
Ooh, get so you!
That was quite pleasing to actually be able to help some people.
Definitely, yeah. So was it, I'm intrigued now, was it mis-selling the policy was the wrong type of policy for them? Or?
Yeah, in a couple of them they were, but mainly that obviously the cost had gone up and obviously frightened the clients, so they made a phone call to say, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
To actually then give them a cheaper policy, but not telling them that obviously their animal is not covered for certain things now because it was a change of policy.
Yeah.
It was good really to talk to the companies as well, because obviously they started to realise that they may need to do more training with their people to speak to the people on the phone.
Yeah, so it's highlighted.
That obviously older people are more vulnerable because they're the type of people that want to go to bed at night knowing they don't owe any money.
Yep.
And they were paying the bills to obviously the vets, hoping that they would get the money back from the insurance company. And obviously financially was hurting them because they were paying out, but they knew when they went to bed at that night that they didn't actually owe anyone any money.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. So, again, another sort of, you know, string to the bow that you've added in and actually helping those people realise, you know, an extra voice for them almost, which is good.
I've tried to support people, you know, right through from obviously when people lose their animals, trying to support them afterwards. And a few cases I've helped people find new pets to replace their pets that they've lost. And I've sort of been helping people with their bereavement of losing their animals, sometimes taking them to Alresford Priory to have some quiet time there with them, with their animals' ashes before they go and spread them somewhere. Their most favourite place where they used to take their animal for a walk or in a garden and put a tree or plants, you know, underneath them. So, yes, it's sort of not just taking people to the vets.
Not just ferrying them to the vets,
It's sort of spread across different other areas, really.
Much more. And so just to remind our listeners, because you were on our show last year when I was on my travels, so I missed you. But just to remind our listener how they can get hold of you if there's areas that they think, I need to talk to Adrian about this.
Obviously on the Twitter, it's at AK Pet Services. On the website is www.akpetservices.co.uk.
Brilliant.
Or you can phone me at 24/7 phone line.
You don't sleep?
No. 0772 589 511.
Brilliant. And I shall post all that on Facebook after today's show so that anyone that's just joining us or just diving in, they can catch up with those details. So fantastic. A great sort of diverse, starting to spread from the initial sort of courier type.
Yeah.
Although you still do that. You still offer that.
A little bit,
for people. But I think it's important for people to realise health and well-being and the pets is there's a huge link. I mean, there's pet therapy.
Yeah.
They take dogs, don't they? The pet patting dogs, they're taken to hospitals or hospices. I'm still trying to encourage my dog to maybe be one of those, but I think he's a bit too hyper at the moment. This the German Shepherd that tries to think it's a lap dog and wants to get my handbag and just be carried around. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how German Shepherd works with that. But
animals' diet is getting very important now.
Animal
well. diets, their yes. food.
Yep.
And it's very important when you're buying food about looking at what's actually in the food, about yeah. protein and the colourings and stuff like that. So it's very important. That,
it is, yeah, because we go on about what we eat and obviously the fuel we put in our bodies and obviously making sure it's most sort of pure, in purest form it can be. But often we don't obviously think about our pets, no. whether it be dogs, cats, parrots. Budgie regards. not sure about the chocolate cake though, because no. chocolate's not good for dogs,
no,
is it?
It's not good for animals, chocolate.
Oh, any animal.
Yeah, it's Christmas time is the worst time for it, obviously.
Of course. And know, Easter,
lots of
I presume.
People around, chocolates sitting around.
Yeah.
And obviously, animals, as soon as they're you're out of sight, they're. Mm.
Yep, straight in. But yeah, then there's repercussions.
A very expensive trip to the vets, making the animals sick to get rid of. Obviously, the chocolate out of their system.
Yeah, because it's some reaction they have to it, yes, isn't it? It's not good. But yeah, very the bereavement important. As well, I think, is yeah. often people don't realise that, especially people that have just a pet and they've maybe lost their partner.
Yeah.
So now their pet has become the only other sort of contact and connection
yeah,
and conversation to a degree. Yeah.
Group.
And it can be a big pull when they lose them. Mm. But it's great because I know that you often I see retweets for the dogs that you can rehome
yes,
some of the
yeah,
dogs.
The shelters.
That's the right,
Yeah, there's a lot of very good shelters, and one of the posts always put out, you know, when you're looking to replace your pet, think about the shelters before buying one.
Yeah, and some of, you know, just rehoming some of these dogs that have been abandoned and left to possibly rot somewhere. So great stuff. Thank you, Adrian, for joining us. And yes, you're munching away on the cake there. Very nice. Sorry we haven't got any coffees and teas or anything else. I don't know whether I can call someone in from outside to just start making us some teas and coffees. No champagne, no bubbles. We're healthy in here. Why are you laughing?
Or disorganised, as it's normally known.
No, surely not. Surely not. Now, Nikki, I missed you on our show when you were talking. If you want to just grab the arm a little bit, you can pull. That's it. Don't touch the microphone. Step away from that. But I missed you. Obviously, I was listening in from my sick bed.
Yes.
But Nikki, you're going to be helping me in looking at blogging.
Yeah.
Because that's one of your avenues in your business, that you sort of your social media status. But also because you do blogging for your rambling club. Is
yes.
that the right terminology I'm using?
Yes, that is.
Yeah. and so has the business busy at the moment?
It's getting there. I mean, I'm quite new. Towards the end of last year, I started up. So,
I know.
Yeah, I've got a few clients now, which is exciting.
Good.
It's going really well. But I think the one thing that's really surprised me is how friendly everyone is. When you start your own business, there's so much support out there, which I didn't realise when I was thinking about doing it. It was quite scary, but things like the radio shows.
Yes, you know, there's that quite good radio show on a Tuesday with somebody called Paul Andrews and Jules Serkin. Yeah, called Business Bunker, is it?
Something like that.
Yeah, really good for business and supporting businesses in Kent. So, yes, and I understand you've been on that show.
Yes.
Most weeks.
Fantastic. So plans, any future plans with Rambling and the club and any big events coming up?
With the Rambling, we're just carrying on as we walk every Sunday. We do weekends away quite a lot.
Do you?
We're looking to get some younger members.
Oh.
Because we're all getting a bit older. And we are
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
We are supposed to be the young group, but we're all sort
the
of...
The young.
Yeah, but we're all
Are we allowed to clarify what we mean by young, Nikki? Are we daring to put numbers on this?
I'm not sure I've got... Yeah, I'm not sure I want to risk that.
Okay, we'll move on to some music in a moment then. Okay, well, I won't tease her and put names and numbers on it. That's unfair to you. But whatever you out there, listener, will clarify and classify as young, perhaps.
Just to encourage people to come walking.
And give a shout out for the website.
Yeah, it's www.ekwg.co.uk.
You had to think about that,
didn't you? I did, briefly. My mind's always going, ooh,
where is it? Yeah. I think it's a bit time for some music to celebrate while I just get my papers together for some of the events that I want to read out before we disappear, because time is moving on, as always. So let's have a little bit of Cool and the Gang and a bit of celebration. Woo! Kick my heels up.
the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Welcome back to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. We are having a bit of a party because, yes, it's 2 years since Who Cares Wins was launched. This mad idea that myself and then Jan and Sue, we sat down and had a chat and thought, yeah, health and well-being, we can talk about that. We haven't done much talking really over the 2 years because we've had so many people wanting to be on as guests, which is fantastic. Two of which are here, Nikki Ratcliffe in the house. Woo! Nikki, just remind people your company name. We didn't mention that.
Virtually You.
Virtually You. And on the Twitter?
At Virtually You One, and it's a letter U, not the actual word.
Okay, just to clarify that. Yeah. And the number one, which is very important, because I noticed the other tweet the other day, somebody had missed a one off the end, and therefore they weren't being tweeted about. Adrian, aka Pet Services, of course, without any of this, our wonderful, initially our producer, very good friend, Paul Andrews. Mm. Marvellous.
Woo!
Yeah!
Thank
and
you,
that
sir.
In the background.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. I do appreciate that.
And of course, that was Sue Parker, the one and only Sue
Parker. Whoa, 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 whoa.
And yes, Sue Parker, the most famous now Trafalgar Square speaker
on behalf of the Lions.
Yeah, too right.
Who has graced us with her presence today. Thank you very much. And if you are missing Jan Mulligan, we are missing Jan Mulligan, but unfortunately she has more important things to do with her and her housemate Victoria. We send all our wishes, and Jan, I'll be seeing you very soon, and look after yourself, because as always we often care about everybody else and we run around frantically and often forget ourselves. Mm. So it is important that you get some good rest, and I'll bring some cake over. That'll make it much better. Chocolate cake as well. And the chocolate cake was by Nicola, my friend, who is Little Brown Fairy, or on Twitter, as I said earlier, Little Brown Fair. Just chopped off the wire there. Okay, events, and I want to get out here. We talked about Hazel Adley earlier. And say she was our first guest of 2015. And Hazel, if you want to look up what Hazel does, she does some fantastic work one-on-one with people. Again, another coach. And her website is hazeladleycoaching.com. So that's Hazel as in H-A-Z-E-L. Adley is A-D-D-L-E-Y coaching.com. And if you put /news.html, you will find the information to her upcoming workshop, which is on the 29th of March. So what's that? 2 weeks? Just under? It's 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Spiral Studio. That's a great name. At Beaksbourne near Canterbury. And if you want to reserve a place, the best place I would suggest you go to is actually Hazel's website, because it's all the information is there about the workshop. It is for women. Sorry, Paul and Adrian, not for you today. It's for women who want to step up to create a positive change through designing meaningful and inspiring goals for 2015 and beyond. Yes, Nikki's eyebrows have lifted there. She says here, which is quite, I quite like this, she says, women juggle so much in daily life, and when faced with the change outside of their control, it puts pressure on time, energy and resources. So simply managing priorities each day can become all-consuming. And she says, if you're ready to step up, take more control of the direction of your life, and then this come along for this taster workshop. Take time out with other like-minded women to clarify what you want for the coming year. Maybe I should book on that. What do I want for the coming year? Maybe I want to speak in Trafalgar Square, Sue. Maybe you can get me in there, can you? You know, with your celeb contacts now that you have. So 29th of March, 10 till 12. As I say, hazeladleycoaching.com/news.html. And you'll find all the information and then the link to Eventbrite to book. I can't see anywhere here a price. Nope. So, unfortunately, I can't tell you how much it is, but I'm sure it's not going to be megabucks.
Make it up.
Shall I?
Yeah, 20 quid.
20 quid. Yeah. Any advance of 20 quid? Hazel's probably going, no, it's more than that. The other thing also Hazel has on her website, bless her, is the link to her radio show. So there's a little Who Cares Wins logo, bless her, she's got on there. And also something else, we're hopefully getting these people on the show in the future. I don't know if you've come across them, Paul, in your Kent and networking field, Horse Sense. And it's Murphy's Networking Neighs, and that is in the horse neigh. They have a networking group that they link with horses. It's very, I'd love to go because it's, you're actually in the paddock with these horses wandering around.
Hey, that would be good.
Please.
I'm scared of horses.
Oh, are you? Well, maybe they can help you with this. Yes. I don't know. Mm. So we're hopefully going to get her to explain a bit more, but there is some details on the networking group there on Hazel's site, but there's these people networking with horses in the background. I don't think you have hay. I think you do have a cup of coffee, Paul.
Really?
Yeah.
What do the horses have?
Hay, I don't know.
Or an apple.
Yeah.
Or absolutely. Carrots. We could have carrots, couldn't we?
Yeah.
I think I'll trot over there.
Oh, please!
Not canter.
No.
No, I'm not going to go there now. I was thinking of something else, but then that goes down the 50 Shades of Grey route, so we won't go there. Okay, okay. No.
That could be the main event then.
Do you see my face?
Yes.
Moving swiftly on, Nikki, I'm going to turn to you. Oh. In this part of the room, we look more like we're more professional.
Okay, serious yeah, face.
Really?
It's going to be deceptive, can't they, really?
Well, you know, Angela is here in the house, trying to manage Twitter as well. Oh, Hazel! Hello, Hazel! Yay! Horse Sense UK on Twitter, if you want to follow them. Thank you so much for the shout out. So kind of you. Well, this is what we aim to do. The workshop, the cost is free.
Right.
So we've just said that people are going to pay you £20, Hazel, because you said it costs £20.
That's a bonus.
There you are. Put it to a good charity, perhaps, if you get any money coming through. Brilliant. Now, one other event I've got here is, you may recall, Louise Cox Chester of mindfulnessatwork.com. And there are a couple of workshops you might want to look up. One is, if you're wanting to find out about mindfulness and the work that Mindfulness at Work do, they have an introductory workshop, and it's on the 19th of March. It's going to be held at the How To Academy, which is up in London. The best place to go and find out, again, all of the course details and the information and the price is to go at mindfulnessatwork.com, and then you'll find under their courses tab all the information of what they offer, because they also, any of you coaches out there, so perhaps Hazel is interested, anyone that's a coach that wants to incorporate mindfulness into their coaching practice, they are running a MIN, which is Mindfulness Is Now. They are running this course, which is 4 weeks, and they are running it specifically for coaches in April. That's not coaches with the horses. Okay, just clarify that. So again, all of that information is on mindfulnessatwork.com. Sue, we mentioned something last week with Bliss and their opening.
Yeah, the new salon was opened on Saturday.
And I gather you had some lowdown on how it went.
Yes, it went very, very well. They had loads of bookings. So yeah, and also, who cares wins, got to mention.
Surely not. Shock horror.
On the day as well. So that was really good. It means everything's coming together for them. So
great stuff. And just to remind, can you remember the actual location of
The location is right next to the bakery at Eastry.
Ah, so get on down there for a little bit of treatment.
Nice bit of pampering.
Bit of pampering and then go to your networking
and
with
Wendy
horses.
Watson's there doing her reflexology, so...
Brilliant. And her foot, does she do foot readings as well there?
No, no, no. I think
just the reflexology. Yes, I think so. I still need to do this foot reading.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Yeah, look, Paul's saying foot reading. Can you explain, Sue?
No, I'll leave it to Wendy.
We need Wendy to come back.
Is that like reading your palm, but
I think
reading
so,
your foot?
But reading your foot.
Really?
Yeah.
Corns.
He's off
that
again.
Does mean something, he's actually.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. I'm sure they do.
I mean, you sort your feet out.
It means your shoes don't fit.
You need somebody to just cut them off. Yeah. Or you'd be wearing the wrong type of shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're back to horses again, aren't we?
Yeah. Absolutely. Galloping along.
No! One other thing I wanted to mention is Jane Dunsby. Those of you that know Jane Dunsby, a very good friend of mine, she does some madness and she does runs and she does marathons. And last year she was doing the London Marathon for the Pilgrims Hospice. And this year she's decided to go off to Gay Paris. And she's doing the Paris Marathon, as you do. And so if you want to sponsor her, either a little, a lot, well, you've got millions spare and you just want to donate to Pilgrims Hospices, she has a Just Giving page, which I promised I would shout out about, and I'll post it on our Facebook page. It's justgiving.com/Jane, that's J-A-Y-N-E, hyphen Dunsby, D-U-N-S-B-E-E, and the number 2. Make sure you put the number on the end, otherwise you'll go to some other strange person's Just Giving site, and I don't know what they'll be running for. Yes, Paul?
Did you see Jane's post yesterday on Facebook?
Her pictures?
No, it was. She said she went out for a practice run and ended up running 22.1 miles, as you do.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bit Forrest Gump, that, isn't it, really?
Keep going, Jane. There was one photo I saw she'd shared where she was obviously stretching and warming up before she went, and it looks like she's only got one leg rather than the two.
Oh, yeah, I saw her, yeah.
So she said it.
Hopping along.
Yeah. Oh, they're coming thick and fast this afternoon, aren't they? She's on four.
Stay next to Paul.
it's Trafalgar Square. I think that's what's gone to your head, Sue. So you have a CIPD event.
I do, yay. Yes. That's actually on the 23rd of March on Monday. Yep. It's for Mindfulness Works at Work. And it starts at 6 p.m. Well, you need to be there at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 start.
Okay.
And it's the AXA PPP Healthcare Crescent Road, Tunbridge Wells, Kent.
Tunbridge Wells.
Yes.
Ooh, that's over your neck of the woods, wasn't it, Paul, that way?
No, I live in Tenterden.
Oh, Tenterden. It's a T. I was close.
Yeah, it starts with a T. Yeah.
Thanet, that's near.
Yeah.
Don't look like that, Sue. Thanet is a marvellous place.
I know my geography.
I was never very good at that. And CRPD, just for the people that remember, CRPD is the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. They also have been on the show. And if you want to look at any of their events, they do employment law updates and all sorts of other events. The website you have there, Sue?
Yeah, it's cipd.co.uk/branch/Kent/events.
Sing along. Now, just to remind people of other awareness days, the 21st of March, which is this Saturday, is World Down Syndrome Day. If you go to worlddownsyndromeday.org, the day is marked as the International Day for the year. But actually, if you look on their website, you will find you can narrow it down to Europe and then down to the United Kingdom. And there are quite a few events going on around the UK, one of which, if you so desire, is to leap out of a plane in aid of raising awareness and sponsoring for Down syndrome. Not quite up my street just yet.
I could leap out of a cake.
Have a cake. Well,
I could
have,
do that.
We have the cake, yeah. Paul.
Exactly. Yeah? Yeah? That's what I was thinking.
I have been challenged, listener, by the way, to eat my head. and that's
a bit the mind boggles.
Well, it does, doesn't it? But just to clarify,
I've seen that
if
film.
You've seen the cake. It's all going to pot now. Jan, come back, Jan. All is forgiven. Bless you. I need you. What are they doing to me here? So yes, if you are, oh, seriously, notes aside, World's Down Syndrome Day. So worlddownsyndromeday.org and you'll find all the information. So if you are listening from further afield and not just the UK, then you can find maybe an event nearer you. So if you're Brazil, whether you're, Australia, New Zealand, India, South Africa, as I know that now Sue has her marvellous connections out in South Africa as well. You'll be going back there soon, I think.
Doors are opening.
Lots of doors. In fact, the train door as well.
Did you hit me in the head?
There she was, standing in a very packed train, saying to someone that doors are opening for me, and the next thing, crash! And the guy opens the doors with his key, and
I couldn't shut it, and that was kind of, okay.
there's a message in there somewhere. One of the information I wanted and promised to share today is some of you may remember Liz Armand and may even know Liz from Insightful Minds. There are oodles of things that she is doing, but the next one up is the Money Mindset Masterclass. She's doing loads of these, and the next one she's running is on the 17th of March. That's tomorrow, St. Paddy's Day, and it is Cox Heath. Okay. Gurus over there. Where's Coxheath? Where's that near?
Other side of Maidstone.
Oh, thank you very much. Star after 10. I think Adrian buzzed in earlier there before you. I think he won. So yes, I will post this on our Facebook page, but also if you go to insightfulminds.co.uk, you'll find all of her events because there's loads of them on Eventbrite. Law of Attraction, How to Manifest More Money, Money Mindset Masterclasses. Oh, she's naturally now known as the Money Attraction Angel.
Ooh.
Does that mean if I touch her, then the money will then flow to me, or that my money will flow to her? How's that like? I need to speak to her. Now, we are fast approaching the end of the show, where we can have more partying and kicking our heels up as we depart the studio and promise to leave it in good order for tomorrow's Business Bunker show, where the wonderful Miriam is going to be on the show, joining Paul Andrews and many other guests, I understand. So that's 1 till 3. If you haven't realised that it's now on for 2 hours. We also have loads of lovely shows for the rest of today too. So don't forget 2 o'clock. We have Richard coming up with all his marvellous music pieces. Richard Hubbard. And it leaves me just to remind you that next week's show will actually be a repeat of probably today or another show that I upload, purely because both Jan and I are going to be visiting hospitals for a variety of reasons. So we can't actually be live in the studio. But I just want to say before we disappear, thank you, Paul. Thank you, Stu, also Channel Radio.
Absolute pleasure. We're absolutely delighted. We're absolutely delighted to have you on the station.
Thank you.
2 years has gone blisteringly quick. Your contract must be up soon.
Isn't it? People get out for less, isn't that what they say? Or something like that.
And we're looking forward to another great year. Who cares wins.
Thank you so much. And also to everyone out there, the listeners, because without you, without the likes, the followers, the tweets, the retweets, the comments on Facebook and on Twitter, the strange photos that sometimes go out, the cakes that I make for us as well, it wouldn't be possible. So do keep them coming. Thank you to our big sponsor, Kent Connections, which I've just announced, and we'll post some more information up on Facebook about that. I'm exhausted. I just want to say, finally, in my studio, my little party poopers. Not party poopers.
I was going to say, we will be here.
No. Party
poopers. Thanks very much.
Party planners. But Sue Parker, thank you for joining me.
It's a pleasure.
Not worthy. Channel Radio, Paul Andrews, Nikki Ratcliffe, virtually you, and of course Adrian, aka Pet Services. Thank you so much. Thank you for everyone on Twitter. I can't keep up with you. I will say thank you and follow on now, but we need to go off air. So enjoy Roaring with Katy Perry.